Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ray Burris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Hairston moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patchy Orrick moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Patchy Orrick scores. Fletcher moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fletcher moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boston. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patchy Orrick hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boston moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball towards right. Boston catches it and throws to home to double up Essien. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Walker moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Boston reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. Fletcher moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher scores. Cruz moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Davis steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Davis scores. Phillips moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Vance Law now playing third base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kiefer pinch runs for Joe Morgan. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiefer moves to second. Bill Almon pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Kiefer moves to third. Almon moves to second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiefer scores. Almon moves to third. Murphy moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Jim Essien. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Davis chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Davis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Boston strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hill and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orick, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Reed now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Bill Almon. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Law steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Christmas pinch hits for Vance Law. Steve Christmas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christmas hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Law scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Mark Hill. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.